Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
94.3 WIVC, The Rhythm of the City. Hi, this is Jessica Carl, and this is the WIVC Book Club. So happy that you are here and tuning in. We have a special, special treat for you today. We have a young lady by the name of Stacy Fenner, who is the author of the book, A Toxic Love Affair. Thank you so much for joining me, Stacy.
Well, you're welcome. No problem.
So tell me a little bit about a love affair, a toxic love affair. That sounds very, very toxic and spicy. So just tell me a little bit about the book.
And it is. It's about actually dysfunctional relationships. And I'm sure all of us have found ourselves a time or two in that type of situation. And you got Tyrone, who's basically a womanizer. And you got Daniel. Who's the good guy who went through a messy divorce and he can't seem to get past his pain. So you have hurt people hurting people. You also have Belinda, who's she's the good girl, and she's trying to do everything the right way to please Tyrone, but everything goes south for her. So she finds a way to get away from him, and it goes on from there.
All right, so let's start from the beginning. How did you start writing? How did you know that this was something that you wanted to do?
Well, I've always been writing, just like people say, you know, I've been singing since I was a kid. I've been writing since I was young. It's just a way for me to express myself. And so I've always been writing, but then I think it was 2008, a good friend of mine, Shirley Gadsden, she gave me a call, and she was like, "Pacing, I really wish you would have did something with your writing." And from that point on, that kind of planted the seed.
Well, that's wonderful.
So I wrote my first book, which I got discouraged because I kept getting bad deals that I didn't accept because I do accounting, so I know numbers, and the numbers wasn't adding up right.
Okay.
And I wasn't willing to sign my life over, so I got discouraged. And then last year, I just said, you know what? I'm going to write again, and then I wrote this book, A Toxic Love Affair. Yeah. So that's how it all started for me. Mm-hmm. And then I put it out there, and here I am.
That's wonderful. And you know what? It's always, like, I have a friend that is a writer, and she's been working on this book for years, and I'm sure, like, she's gotten discouraged at times, so it's really good to hear that, you know, you can get discouraged, and you may want to take a little break from it, but then, you know, getting some encouragement, and it kind of, like, keeping it in your head, and even if it's in the back of your head, you ended up, you know, just getting it done, and I'm really happy to hear that. Now, why A Toxic Love Affair? This is a fiction book? All right, so
yeah, it's fiction.
All right, so is there a little like self help in there, or trying to kind of like teach a lesson, or?
Yeah, you can. You definitely should learn something from it. You know, once you read it, I know I've talked to quite a few people that have read it, and they definitely saw themselves in the book. You know, at a time or two, and you know, just it can definitely help somebody. And some people in their relationships, and that's what my books are basically going to be about. Different things that you go through in relationships, and how you can get past it, how you can get over it. And I wrote part two. You'll find out more why Tyrone is the way he is.
Okay. Yeah.
But we're not born hurt. You get hurt as you live and go through life's experiences.
Now, did you take any of your own personal experiences to add to the book?
A little bit. After I write it, I actually read it myself. And then I'll find myself in there also. Because of course, I found myself in a toxic relationship that I had to get myself up out of.
Yeah. So this definitely could be encouraging to a lot of people that may be stuck or feel stuck.
Yes.
So now
I'm really happy with the work that I've done.
That's wonderful. Now, you mentioned a second book. Do you have, this one is complete and it's already been released, or is it?
It's not released yet. It should be on Kindle sometime this month. I don't have a release date yet for it. And then by September, it should be in paperback.
And this is for a toxic love affair. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. So now you're in the process of writing the second one, or is that complete?
No, the second one is complete. That's going through editing right now, and I'm working on the third one. It's a three-part series.
Now, how does your process work? Do you, write all day long, or does something hit you, then you put pen to paper, or what is your process? Like, what's a typical writing session for you?
Well, my writing session is kind of crazy because I work two jobs, so a lot of times I'm writing while I'm at work, on lunch, or as soon as I get a break. When I come home, I'm writing, and I'll write, for a little while during the night, and then after that, I'll go to bed, get some rest, get up. So I've been constantly writing on top of doing everything else that, I have to do. So it's like a nonstop situation. I might take a day or two off just to give myself a break. But other than that, I'm ready to finish these three parts.
I hear you.
So I'm not going to stop until I finish.
You sound like a bit of a superwoman. So speaking of which...
It's tiring, though, but it's all worth it. I'm ready.
Yeah, hey, it sounds like it's a passion of yours. So just to switch gears a little bit, you tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm from New York, born and raised in Haven, Connecticut. I left in 99. I moved to Georgia. I lived there for a year. My mother's actually from Baltimore, so this is where I reside now. When different things started going on with them, they're sick, illness in the hospital and stuff, I had said to my brother one day, one of us needs to go and check on mommy and daddy. And he was like, well, I'm not going, you go. Because I've been down here the longest. So I was like, okay. So I had to leave Atlanta, and I moved here with me and my two daughters, and we've been here ever since.
Well, good. Sounds like you stepped it up. Good daughter.
Yeah,
I try to be. Uh-huh. It definitely sounds like you are. So now you're coming back to your hometown, to the Elm City, for a book signing this month, correct?
August 21st at Lennon's, 2151 State Street, and I had to do my first book signing where I came from.
Oh, that is
this
absolutely
is my
wonderful.
First book signing, and I'm doing it in Hamden at Lennon's.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
And that's 2151 State Street, and it starts at 5 to 9,
yeah.
August 21st.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Now, let's go back to a toxic love affair. Now, how long did it take you to write this?
I think it took me a year because I did take some time off. So it ended up taking me a year to write this book. And it finally got published in April. So that was a little, because I think I actually finished it in March.
Okay. So now, what advice do you have for aspiring writers? I definitely hear a lot about having inspiration and creativity and then getting writer's block. And, what can you say or what advice can you give to people that are, thinking about writing or maybe in the process and maybe kind of stuck somewhere? What can you tell them?
Write. Just continue to write. I get writer's block all the time. When I get writer's block, I take a break to clear my mind, go meditate, go watch a little bit of TV, And then when by the time I go to sleep and get up in the morning, I already got my plot.
I hear you. Now
I already have it. So, and just to scout out different publishers and see, you know, don't just take any deal. You gotta read those contracts, because some of those contracts, it's just like, you know, a bad music deal. You'll be signing over your life. Had I signed that first book off in 08, I would still be stuck in that contract in 2015.
Wow.
Still trying to pay off debt and everything. So you really gotta, that's why I said it was good that I always said, you know, I love accounting, but for me to have my degree in it, and, you know, this is what I do every day, it comes in handy.
Yeah.
And ask you know numbers, and so it just doesn't add up. Everything that looked good ain't that good. You got to read in between the fine lines. And even my contract, I took that contract to a lawyer.
That's some good advice.
And paid a lawyer. What am I signing?
Yeah, because sometimes that language, you don't know what's going on with some of the language that's down there in these contracts. So basically, it sounds like you're saying, you know, be picky and don't just grab the first thing that comes along.
Mm-mm. No, you have to definitely outweigh your options.
Right, that's wonderful.
Continue to write. There's definitely room out there. There's authors coming out with books every day.
Mm. Now, where can we find A Toxic Love Affair?
You can find it on Amazon, and then I'm coming up, so I'm going to have books there at my book signing, so I'll be there with books on hand, but right now it's definitely on Amazon, and you can find me on Facebook. It's Author Stacy Finner, www.authorstacyfinner.
Author Stacy Finner, and that's F-E-N-N-E-R. That's wonderful. Well, I am definitely looking forward to the book signing. I just want to remind everybody that it's going down on August 21st. And what? That's during the week? Is that a weekday?
That's fine.
I'm sorry?
That's Friday.
Okay, Friday, August 21st. And from 5 to 9 at Linens on 2151 State Street in New Haven. Now, do you still have family in New Haven?
Oh, yeah. And I have a lot of family. A lot of family. The majority of my friends are there. We've been friends since, you know, elementary. They're there. So, I have most of my support system actually is up there, and I'd like to give them a shout out.
That's wonderful. Yes, yeah, shout them out.
Yes, definitely have to shout out Gail Wise. That's my everything right there. She backs me on every endeavor I've ever done in my life. I have to shout out my cousin, Anna, and Sophia Staggers. Thank y'all. They've always had my back. Also, Shatara Penn. Shout out to her, because they really was sitting there and really rooting for me, and they believed in me. Yeah. So I have to shout them out. Shout out to Herman Hamm for making this thing happened, because he made sure that I was able to get at that venue. And shout out to Troy Troop Marshall, who was doing my photography, and he helped do all the promotion for me. So.
Oh, that's one. Yeah, those are our boys, part of the WIVC family as well. Well, thank you so much, Stacy. I'm so looking forward to meeting you actually in person, and also to I've started the book, so I'm definitely seeing a little bit of myself and past situations in there too. And I know that if people read that, they'll, you know, maybe it'll feel, you know, close to home, and hopefully get some of us thinking and you know, in a better place. And I appreciate you for, you know, your creativity and sharing that with the world. And thank you for coming on this interview. And I definitely hope you guys out there will check out the book. It's A Toxic Love Affair. And you can find that on Amazon.com. And please come on down to the book signing August 21st at Linens on 2151 State Street in New Haven. So come check your girl, Stacy Finner, the author of A Toxic Love Affair. Thank you so much, Stacy.
Oh, thank you for having me. Shout out to YBC. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. And we will see you at the book signing.
Yes, yes. I will be there with bells on.
All right. This is WIBC, The Rhythm of the City, 94.3.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.